Chapter 50. Still bound to one of the upper boughs of the five top dog, Biski flinched as a pebble struck his ear. Jeg, son of Chigid, the Painted One's chieftain, flung another pebble. This time Biski saw it coming. He managed to duck his head, avoiding the stone.
Hee-hee-hee! I'll get you next time, Mousy. Knock your eye out with this one.
Jeg was perched in the top terraces of the oak, trying to conceal himself amidst the foliage, but Biski could see him. The young mouse had complained to his three female guards, but the only response he got was a slash from a willow withe. Other than that, the guards ignored him. Sitting where none of the stones would hit them, they chattered and gossiped. This left the young mouse at the mercy of his tormentor. He never saw the next pebble coming. It wrapped his bound paw. Luckily, Biski's paws were so numb from the tight bonds, he hardly felt it. Allowing his dislike of the young painted one to show, Biski called to him scornfully.
Well, that one never knocked my eye out, thickhead. Stone thrower? You couldn't hit water if you were standing up to your neck in a lake.
Jeg was not used to being talked to thus. Bouncing madly about in the top foliage, he showered down twigs and leaves, also a few badly aimed stones.
Mousy, mousy, stupid-faced death-throws, mousy!
Despite himself, Biski could not help grinning at the infantile rant. He continued baiting Jeg.
Stupid face? Daft nose? Deary me. I'd learn to talk properly if I were you. Maybe you will when you're not a baby anymore, little Jegsy-Wegsy.
It was more than Jeg could stand. Howling with rage, he launched himself down upon Biski, pummeling and kicking his helpless victim. The biggest of the female guards hauled Jeg off, shaking him roughly.
Yetcha! Your mammy said leave him alone!
Jeg bit her paw fiercely, escaping from her grasp. He raced back to his former position, wailing and weeping through pure temper as he spat at Biski and the guard who had intervened.
Yoo-hoo! Just wait! My mammy and daddy chicken kill you for hurting me! You shaked me hard!
The guard stayed silent, averting her eyes. It was dangerous to make an enemy of the young Sri-rat. Because of who he was, Jeg usually got his own way in all things. Slowly, he began descending from the foliage, a spiteful glint in his eye as he neared Biski. The young mouse swallowed hard, trying to stay calm. Suddenly, a shrill yell rang out.
Yee! Jiggy back! Jiggy back!
Painted ones appeared from seemingly everywhere, hurtling down through the branches, taking up the cry.
Jiggy back! Jiggy back! Yee!
Jeg and the guards were caught up in the melee, joining in the shouting as they sped earthward. Biski heaved a massive sigh of relief at his unexpected salvation. Holding his hairless bottom and scorched tail, Chigid tried to salvage some dignity as he was hauled upward through the boughs of the five top oak by all the females of his tribe. He did his best to appear as an injured warrior.
Yaga! Get your paws off me! I'm injured in a war!
They spread soft tree moss and dead grass on a broad limb to accommodate him. However, sitting was out the question, so Chigid lay flat on his stomach. Tala, his mate, tried to apply a few dock leaves to the burns, murmuring soothingly,
"Hiya! Does it hurt ya?"
The chieftain gritted his filed teeth.
"Idiot! Can I burn your tail so you can find out?"
Wisely, Tala got out of the way.